also known as TASSI, and Bright Lights Pathfinders. Tonight we're going to be bridging some wisdom. And our regular weekly Tuesday night other host is Michael Goger. And he is also known throughout the internet with many shows on Blog Talk, that he has four shows on Wednesday night. I mean, four shows a month every Wednesday. He has four shows a month every Tuesday. And now he has four shows a month on Fridays. Hey, Michael.
That's some lineup, man. How you doing, Tassie?
Well,
this is Bill Killer.
Good.
Good.
And yet, did you include our news show on Friday nights?
I did.
Did you? Okay, good. All right. And so that's like 4 a week for me. How many does it make for you? Three or four or two?
Let's see. Four on my main station, BBS here. It's my home. And then we opened up the
Friday Night Blog Talk.
Yeah.
Station.
Can you kind of just run through some things? Don's talking to me on Skype because he fixed the problem on Skype. So you just kind of talk and get out your information and everything while I figure out if we're going to go hook to Skype instead of the cell phone. Here he goes.
Hello.
Hi.
Don?
Daddy.
Oh, we're live, Michael.
Okay.
Here
so,
we are. Yay.
Are we okay? Do you hear me?
I hear you now, baby. We're live and rocking and rolling. Let's do
live
this thing.
When you
BBS
said that, my...
So they try to fix everything on my, with my Skype and stuff. Yay! Anyway,
right.
We broadcast live through Skype because it's the clearest. And I was on my cell phone, so pardon moi, the whole beginning of the... But listen up and tune in. This is going to be a great show. Michael and I have decided that we're going to talk about... gifts, as well as symbolic meanings of things that we get when we're doing readings or intuitives or just a gift, and also symbols.
Symbols, messages,
mm-hmm.
Signs and symbols.
Can you speak up a little bit, babe?
Is that better?
Oh, way, way better.
A lot better? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell them, the active listening audience, basically...
A problem here at BBS Radio. We had a little bit of a glitch, so I'm just breaking in on you, Kathy and Michael.
It's good to have you on air, Don.
Michael, I'm hanging up on you, and I'm going to call him right back. We're going to have a little fun here live.
Yay! I love you, Donald Newsom, and BBS Radio.
I love you too, sweetheart. Thank
you. Oh, you make me
happy.
Thank
you. All right, now we are going to dial Michael, and hopefully we can get him in here. We're doing this live here, folks. So.
I love it. It makes real radio sound, or, you know, homely. Take it home in your own living room.
Okay, where is that? I know we're supposed to be able to have him here somewhere.
Well, his Skype number is Michael_Goger.
Right. I'm trying to find that now, and I think I've got it.
Okay, if you don't, I've got it written down.
I don't think he's on, though, but we're going to add it anyways. Here we go. Let's see. There we go. Because he has that unique kind of Skype line, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's got his own little individual and everything. He's profound, isn't he, Don? He was with you guys for how many years?
Yeah, he's been with us for a long time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Michael. Michael? Oh, maybe he's trying to get something ready for us.
Yeah, he might be hooking his headphones up.
We have a caller, David Schwartz, for you on line three. He's waiting there.
We're going to be teaching tonight, so we're not taking any calls for a while till we open the lines.
Tell
David, thank you very much, but we will talk with him later.
You got it.
He calls.
See you, Schwartz.
He calls in every week anyway, so he understands.
Okay. Well, I just hung up on him. So. All right, Michael, we got you? No, we don't.
Okay.
You know what I'm going to do?
Right. This is fine. We'll get it.
We'll just get him back on the phone. It might be easier.
Yeah, you were dialing his Skype earlier today, weren't you?
Yeah.
Because he was coming through my Skype. I mean, he said he was on Skype.
Yeah, I don't know. Hey, there we go. Okay, we got you on the regular phone, but that's okay. We're going to actually start this party again.
Okay.
Feel free to go right up to the top of the hour. We are live. And to everybody listening, we love you. Thanks for bearing with us. Have fun, guys.
Thank you.
Is it off phones or...
We're live on BBS right now.
Live.
And you sound wonderful. You're coming in loud and clear. So what we were talking about is signs and symbols and gifts that we get. And this is going to be basically a teaching hour. And we maybe will open up the lines for David Schwartz to call back because he had called in. But we're going to do some intuitive consultation teaching tonight is what Michael and I decided.
Absolutely. And there's a lot of people out there that are just now getting into it and seeking guidance and wanting to develop intuitively and spiritually. And so there are a lot of little things you can do to encourage that and develop it and help it along. My biggest thing is meditation. I would definitely say that's the first place to start. How about you, Tassie? Would you
that's
say
great.
Meditation?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, actually, I'll back up even a little further and prayer to the higher power. In my case, God, the Lord. Holy Spirit, and then meditation. So that's where I would start if you're just coming in. And if you're already in the industry, you may know a lot of this, but enjoy it anyway, because we got the sexiest voices on the net.
And tell them why they click so well.
Because we are so connected, it's profoundly beyond. It's
just like yesterday. Wow. And I ended up doing ritual and ceremony, and I was with my daughter, and she just had a baby, and she got to see exactly what her mommy does, you know, because I called that morning. I said, I have got to disconnect from Michael, because Michael and I are so connected, listening audience, that we don't know where one's coming or going when things happen, but I knew that this was going to be a very profound day yesterday. And Michael, in other words, I acted out the story dramatically with what was happening in Michael's world, and that's how connected we are.
And Ashley
saw the signs and cues and clues, and I taught her how to read the symbols and everything, so she's right on track with learning and opening up our gifts.
Very good. And that's a good word, opening up.
Mm-hmm.
Opening up and thinking outside the physical, outside the box, outside yourself and your ego.
Mm-hmm. And that ego is a tough one, isn't it?
It is. It's very difficult to get past.
It's like it's there to protect us, but it's also there to try to control the situation and cause us to see a lot of defense mechanisms.
Right. And, you know, a lot of people say, well, you know, I'll get into God or get spiritual or surrender or convert or whatever, and they expect life to become a bowl of cherries, which most of the time it gets tougher.
Because why is that, Michael?
Well, when you sign up, you're going to be tested. It's like all things in the universe. And so you begin to receive little tests here and there. And also blessings and guidance.
Mm-hmm.
So,
like the coyote is in the Native American totem, the trickster, and until you get the acknowledgement and understanding of exactly what that coyote medicine is doing, then and only then do you walk the shamanic path.
Absolutely.
That they let whoever you're with as your mentor, that is a very profound traumatic teacher or a medicine man or whomever, until that was what they taught me, you know, to learn the traits of the trickster.
Absolutely. And the trickster is the ego?
Mm-hmm. It's the ego, but it's there. Like coyote medicine is like, you don't see a coyote, but active listening on it, it's the medicine. Like when you're getting, you're going in circles and repeating the same thing, expecting different results, let's say. Or like last night, okay, when I got the gift, which we'll talk about later, but the gift of that black and white, funky looking tarantula spider in my mouth. And it had a picture, it had a face of a person. Oh my gosh. When I blew it up, did you see that? When I put
it on, a listening audience, if you have Facebook, go to this lady's Facebook and check the spider out. Because if this thing ain't from Pleiades, I don't know what is.
It has human face, y'all, with curly Goldilocks hair, and it's got hair all over it, and it's black and white, and I had done Native American ritual last night with the stones that John DeBoer's wife had given me with symbols on the back. And it was a very heavy ceremony, and I always get a gift afterwards. And I came back in the house to go back to my daughter's. I was going back to my daughter's, and I came back in the house to get something, sweetgrass, actually. And when I said, well, where's my gift? After the whole day's ceremony, after we hung up last night at 11 last night, after we talked, and sure enough, that spider was sitting. You know how I told you that I keep the sage at the door for people when they come and go for after meditations or whatever in my house? And I keep it in a peacock-looking, colored, big, huge vase glass. And it was right on the wall. And so I took pictures of it right at the sage peacock glass. And then it just sat there, and I took a flashlight and shined it on it so I could get better pictures, because I only had my cell phone to use at the time. And then I picked it up off a piece of paper, and it didn't want to leave. It said, it told me telepathy. She says, I know how to get in, and I surely know how to get out, and I will leave when it's time. And that was the message I got. And so she ended up on the glass tabletop, which is where I got some profound pictures. And I put and then when I was leaving the house, I put sage on the four corners of her and thanked her. And I mean, I took the bling bling ring, Michael, the engagement ring Michael gave me, so that everybody knew that was real, because Michael, you thought with the just picture by itself that it was a plastic toy.
I thought it was a toy, and you were playing a joke, and I blew it up. And
God, no!
I used every trick I knew to try to prove it was phony, and that thing is real. And I started getting chilled. I felt otherworldly. This thing come out of the neither world.
Did you see
it was carrying blessings.
Did you see the symbols have a Native American? It had it had an arrow on it coming up its head. The butt of it. It had an arrow, just like the Native American arrow symbol. Then it opened up like an ink blot, but the ink, you know, twins on each side of the symbols. And it had the same symbol as the one that says the blue pouch that they got from David Night Eagle's house, because I collect stones all over the world, and John DeBoer's wife Raven collected me stones at different places and made these pouches, and on the bottom she wrote the in Native American symbol, and then she gave me a piece of paper of what each symbol meant.
Wow.
Well, that one meant wisdom. It meant opening your eyes, you know, to know your path, and it also meant leaving old things in the past behind.
Mm-hmm. Amazing. And when I looked at it,
it's the same symbols.
Go ahead, baby.
It's the same symbols, and this is something out of like a dream, y'all, because I did not feel like I was in my world when I just came home from my daughter's just now. Felt like I was driving, not in the Twilight Zone, but I didn't even, it's like I didn't recognize the streets or anything. They looked so different, even though they really were the same streets. But I had told Michael, remember I told you the other day, I said, because Michael and I are engaged to be married, and we've been through a lot of trials and tribulations to get to where we are today together, because not of us, but other people, places, and things trying to interrupt us getting together. But it's what did I call use that word yesterday? It's inevitable, because we even tried to not get together. And it was like, no. It's like, no, y'all are to be together. And so, and so
it ain't happening.
Yeah.
It's destiny for us to work together.
And so Michael had a situation yesterday that he was going to come in April the 3rd after the wedding of my son, April the 6th, I mean. And something happened to where he has been pushed back to July. And before I knew this situation, I told my daughter Ashley while I was feeding her baby Avery, I said, I said, something is stirring in the world right now. And I have to disconnect from Michael and you and Eric. She says, why? And what I do is I take an imaginary cord, like an umbilical cord that's connected not only to me, but to the person that of our heart, like our heartstring. You know how you say people pull on your heartstring? And I take these big black handled scissors, but they're not imaginary, but, you know, they're not real in really cutting a cord. But Ashley watched me do that, and she says, Mom, I feel, you know, she's really in tune, but she felt the disconnection. She says, I want to learn from you. And she says, and I was really upset, and I started crying real hard. And I have only, as you know, Michael, I don't cry very often, but I felt like a broken heart, but I didn't know why. And so Ashley took me by the hand like I was the little girl, and sat me down on the sofa, and she said, let's pray. Start praying. And immediately my prayer was the serenity prayer, which is what I learned when I was becoming a counselor for the chemical dependent adolescents. So I said, God, grant me the serenity to accept the things that I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference, just for today. And I said it twice. And I said to Ashley, I said, now I've got to go and just be quiet and still to see why that certain situation or something is affecting me to feel this way. Because I had just talked to my mom, and that's what triggered it. And, you know, she was in a mood. And anyway, to make a long story short, I went out to their garage, and I prayed, and I said, okay, now let me see with symbols. So the first thing that showed me was a Girl Scout cookie box. And the name of it, it said courage. And that, I said, okay, well, that was just the prayer I wrote. And that was written on the box of the Girl Scout cookies. And then I looked down at my feet to think about it, and the word protection was on like a bottle. You know, that's where my eyes sat, instead of when you get on this, when you really get to going on it, audience, it pulls you to exactly the word you need to see, or the symbol you need, like a seashell or whatever. But this was the word courage. And then I saw the word protection, because it was actually a bottle to protect water, because paint and stuff, because he builds cars. So it's a protection. And then I looked up and said, and I heard the clock ticking. And you know, you said the clock always calms people down, and you know, the ticking of it, Michael, and how to listen to a clock that would just enclose your eyes. And that happened to be, of all things, a Chiefs, you know, the football team Chiefs clock. And so I said, wow, this is going to be so Native American today, because it was an Arrowhead with the KC for Kansas City Chiefs. And then I looked over and I saw the word, what was that other word that it was up there? Performance. So the three words I got for my day were courage, protection, and performance. And then when we got to this house, someone, which everybody in the brother knows where I live, because I've been Charlotte Woman of the Year 2 years running and do all these things and ceremonies in my yard. Well, Michael, you already know the story, so I'm going to let you just work with me with it. Somebody had the night before had taken my motion detector light, and it wasn't working. And so I told my mom that night, I said, something's up. And I said, with who I am out here in the world and in Charlotte, North Carolina, we need to make sure that this light's working, because Daddy gave me this house for lifetime rights, and she is the one that has to fix things. So she was all upset, called me at 12 o'clock. Three nights ago, and she called me at 12 o'clock that night and said, I just don't understand, you know, getting worried about me. So I said, let's talk about it later. Well, that next day, which was yesterday, my half of my yard was burned, set up deliberately on fire, and all the pine needles up the side, but it was cut off so somebody knew what they were doing. And then the monkey grass, I have old monkey grass, is probably a good 12 inches wide, a good, you know, foot wide, and they had burned up the center of the monkey grass. So the sides of the monkey grass weren't burned. And it was like a sign, because prior to that, we have they put like a Kleenex on my glider that's on the front porch, like a swing. In other words, saying, I'm a booger man. It's just stupid what they do here. And they move my, they take my plants out that I've just planted, and they bring them back dead. And they move my big, huge, heavy bird bath around the yard. And anyway, make a long story short, I decided, my daughter was like shocked. And we picked up she said that it looked like maybe a cigarette had come, you know, but, and it was just too long. It was a good 3 feet. So I stood in the middle of it and held my arms open and out to the sky. And I turned around and I said, show me what I need to see. And I picked up the dirt and let it fly, you know, through the wind on the four directions. And I looked down right where I needed to, kind of buried in the fire of the pine needles. And it was it looked like a firework, you know, the fireworks. And it said RIP. So that's the only word lettering you could see on it, like rest in peace. I said, okay, you're going to rest in peace. I said, this is over. Nobody's going to mess with my yard anymore and play these games of whoever you are. So I went in the house. I got my dagger without thinking. I never think before I do something. I let the spirit guide me. I picked up one burnt offering that we had used for ceremony with you, Michael, with the sweet grass and the candle. And I said, you know, that connects to the monkey grass. So I put that out there. I took my dagger, which my great-great Wiccan grandmother gave me, and stuck that in a brand new piece of sweet grass. I pulled my dad's big, huge feather from his funeral that was made out of this wire, but glitter. You know, it was just something that I took from his funeral, and that is on the 13th of March. And this is connected to the ring, Michael, by the way, so I just now realized that. But I put that in the yard, and I put Michael's wife's favorite color is that violet, that brilliant blue, and it was a butterfly. And I stuck that in the yard, and I said a prayer. And then I came back and realized, Michael, you had, just the week before, we had talked about the reading you gave me and back in 2004. It said butterfly cradle. And Ashley was told that she would not be able to get pregnant, but in the reading it said butterfly and cradle. So I realized that the cradle was Ashley's baby, the butterfly meaning, you know, because when you read, I just write down the power words. Anyway, that was the butterfly, which means rejuvenation, rebirth. And if you think about it, y'all, the butterfly always goes to the light just like a moth. So that meant that, you know, Jesus is the light. But another thing, you cannot touch a butterfly wing till it's totally birthed out of its cocoon, or it will surely die because of the feathers, inside the feathers. So then I went inside the house and Ashley left. But she got the understanding of how with Native American, you play out the story, like a storyline, you know? And so then you and I talked on the phone last night, and we went over this whole thing. Well, Michael, after we hung up, and I was going back to Ashley's house, I took out my shaman journal that I'm in Michael Harner's group, the that wrote the book, The Way of the Shaman, and I'm in his circle for the shamanic directory for people in Charlotte, or say you're, it's just a directory that tells who and what, like a phone directory, and it tells Kathy Hill Cook, says 50 years deprivation, 31 years healing. And then I also took another book that has all kinds of, it's kind of like a symbolic meaning book, but the front of it is called The Shaman Eye. So I took that and put that on the front porch. I took John DeBoer's wife's stone pouches, put that on at the beginning from the porch to the sidewalk. Then I took a leaf that I had gotten you that you hold a candle in. And for that means leave every, you know, instead of leaf, it means leave. And then I took the conch shell, which you can hold up to your ear and hear, you know, the ocean and stuff. I put that in the center of the four pouches, kind of like a clock. Then I took Visine and put it with the book that I used for my, you know, to write my Secret Shadows stories told, you know, like the Secret Shadows right. book. And it has a symbolic owl on it that my daughter-in-law gave me for to be for Christmas. It says, I had told my daughter, Ashley, that morning what the meaning of an owl was and how an owl can zone in to 20 feet underground in the snow and pick up its prey to eat because it can hear everything and fine-tune into it. And ironically, I put that out there. So in other words, I was letting the spiritual world know and the universe know and whoever was coming doing these tricks to my yard that the owl can hear, the Visine can now see, the shamanic eye, and I put a piece of sage in the page that I wanted to be read from if they opened it up. And anyway, all these things, listening audience, what I'm getting at are meanings. But if you think about them, it's getting your human side in there. If you act about them without thinking, then the spiritual world, which is good, you got to pray and center yourself, right, Michael? You know, to get the actual positive power production out of it.
That was a very good ritual for security and for putting an end to a nuisance.
And if you think about that, what you just said, look at that, then you're teaching me, because those words I got, first word I got after the prayer that morning for the serenity prayer was what, courage. The second word was protection, because I looked down at my feet and it was that protection stuff you put on a car to keep the sun. And the other one was, what was it, Michael, how you do things, performance. So therefore, there's my performance with my protection.
Absolutely. And then the leave. I like that.
And here's what happened, y'all. I came back. I had left the garage door open and locked my door. And I could not. I had to come in the house, shut the garage door, and then go out through the front door. So I said, oh, wait. The spirit always gives me a gift when I have completed correctly, instead of having the coyote trickster, you know, show me something else, if I've completed the task correctly. And that little spider, it's maybe the size of a quarter. And I'm going to put pictures up on BBS Radio because I'm going to put it with this archive for everybody to listen to. But this spider, I'm kid you not, it has black feet. It's got white legs. It's got a face that is just like a human being sitting there looking at you.
It looks like a tarantula trying to be Santa Claus from Mars.
And also it's trying to be, what you call it, Michael? Black and white means balance, right?
It didn't frighten me. It made me feel good when I looked at it.
Me too. It was ironic. You know? I mean, for you to say that, because when I tried to get it to go outside and it says, I know how I got in here and I can get out. And it said, I'm here for a reason for you to learn. And this is your gift. And it was connected to you because I was hearing you in there. And I said, well, don't you want me to take it out you outside? And I laid it on the table. And then I put one leaf of sage on each direction of it. And it just sat there, let me do it, didn't move. The only time it moved was off the wall to the table, and it just sat there looking at me. I could see its eyes and everything. I was like, wow. It's like Charlotte's Web, you know?
And that was the old saying.
Right. But then I wasn't, when Ashley and I came back today to let Puppy out, I found the matches that somebody had tried to use to light the fire.
Hmm.
And that's what threw me off guard. And I told, she said, why is this affecting you when you said it was complete? And I said, because I did not see those two matches hooked together where somebody tried to strike it underneath the breezeway of my house. And I said, now they're laying out there. And I said, but it, ironically, the person or people who have done this picked up the Shaman Eye, you know, book, and the, you know, to be able to see, and had taken it and placed it on top of the Owl Secret Shadows journal that I keep, and took the Visine and placed it on top. In other words, to tell me, yes, we know you can see this, and we respect you. And then I found the matches. So what do you gather out of that matches thing?
Wow. Interesting. Makes me wonder what came first, them answering the symbol or the fire. They might have been, what I'm feeling is that the fire represented their cleansing of your energy and influence. They may have been sensitive for somebody to answer you symbolically, may have less symbolically. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah, in other words, I took out of the yard where it didn't get burned. I have all my sage and sweetgrass and stuff growing in the yard as well, and lavender. I picked a piece of sage and placed it in the book. I'm going to open the book and see where it lands because I didn't look at it, okay? See what this message is.
Okay.
It says, oh, my God, are you good or what, Michael Goger? But on the left side, I'll take a picture of it for this archive, too. On the left of this book, it says Amazon Handprints at Salt Creek, Utah, and it's the handprints. So isn't that all-seeing eye in the center of the hand?
Yeah.
For the symbol? Okay, and then it says, after drumming, the fire ceremony and the shamanic walk, the shaman's walk. There's the fire ceremony and the shaman's walk.
Yeah.
That's the page I folded it to.
They backed their way out. That's exactly what I would have done.
Oh, man.
And if I walked up on that, I would have burnt. I would have probably done the same thing. I would have walked backwards and then burnt some sweetgrass on the way out.
When I finished everything, before I got in the car with Ash, she filmed the whole thing, I think, because she was using her cell phone, holding it up in the rearview mirror, because she's like, oh, mama. You know, and I was standing there after I had placed all the pieces there, you know, then when I came back, Ashley wasn't with me when I put this book out there and the owl symbol and the Visine and stuff. But let me read this, because I knew that, you know, there's always a message when you open a book to a certain place for a certain reason. You know, even if you put a piece of paper in as a bookmark, there's something in there for somebody to see. And this says, A-C-H-I-N-G-L-Y, Acklany Blue, right? Alpine sky, red canoe resting on the grundles, awaiting spring thaw, my soul repeat with love, the song of the universe. I flow with great creation, the lightning rod to the muse, M-U-S-E-S, who pushes the hand across this page inside the old maroon wheelbarrow. Incense burns in a pot full of flowering daffodils. Thank God for all that had bestowed upon us. Now, Michael, the matches were right at the daffodil bed and the pansy bed of the flower bed of my house.
Wow.
And it says incense, and you gave me that incense in the mail. And I used that cinnamon stick out there too, in the leaf thing. Active listening audience, what we're doing is unfolding something that happened yesterday, Michael and I. We're trying to learn from it. And Michael, it's like I acted it out. Now Michael's going to interpret it. Okay, so the blue, I used the blue butterfly to stick in the dirt, right?
Yep.
at the very beginning. And now, ironically, the bush in front of that butterfly where it stopped, you know, the beginning of the fire, is a butterfly bush. Hmm. And your wife, Norma, is color is blue, right? Cobalt blue.
Yeah, also the throat chakra, communicating and expressing and creating.
Well, then there you have that. Why, remember, I lost my voice for a while. And you said I held everything in my throat. And tomorrow I go to the thyroid doctor for the surgery for the cancer to get, you know, what's up. Maybe I'm healed.
I wouldn't doubt it. If I had to predict, I would lean that way. I always felt that I didn't feel panicky with the situation. And I heard doctors agreeing with each other and being cheerful over the situation. So,
and that reading's on your archive with Ricky Evans, where you gave me a reading. And the first BBS radio broadcast with Michael Goger on Tuesday nights, Michael gave me a reading, and he told this exact reading. So what we're doing here is unfolding not only the meaning, but you also said I was going to go through a transformation, a heavy transformation.
And we both are, and we're both connected.
Right.
So you got a double transformation going on here.
And you also said my family would understand me better and understand who I am. And see, my daughter was with me seeing all that I do.
And have a spiritual expansion. It went through the whole family, kind of.
If anybody had any doubts who Michael Goger is, this reading was actually on his first broadcast back in December of 2010, before he asked me to marry him. I'm his future wife, y'all. But this reading that he gave me, he said, let me give you a little intuitive. And then the next Wednesday, which, you know, the next day, I happened to call in on yours and Ricky Evans' show. And I said, what do you see? You said, well, I just gave you a reading Tuesday, but let me see what I see more. Remember?
Yeah.
You kept seeing Matthew, which is my fireman's son. And he's the one that saw the fire first and called me on the phone. Because you were on the phone with me at Ashley's when I got the call. And he said, it looked like I put a cigarette in the front yard and it burned it. I said, I don't smoke in the front yard. But fire ceremony, to me, what is fire? Purification. And isn't there with the Native Americans, they have fire rituals and stuff too as well. You know, like the fire god.
Yeah, for transformation, protection, many, depending on the circumstances and what you're working on. You know, I'd like to throw in the reason that we felt this show was so important was because this is really the only place where we have the three-dimensional, and when you cross over into spirit, there is no time or boundaries or dimensions. Everything is experience and imagery. So spirit communicates with the physical through symbolism. And it's been acknowledged since the caveman, the cave drawings, or when man
started. That was the first communication.
At one time, man was borderline animal. If you died, they just left you laying there, like, you know, like the deers do, you know. But then they started burying their dead. So there was definitely some type of spiritual consciousness expansion that led them into drawing and probably music and communicating, and it was all through symbols and telepathy.
Well, Michael, let me ask you this, because my ADD brain, you know how you just said they bury their dead?
At one time, a man left their dead laying right where it fell.
Okay, well, how ironic is this? Where the fire was, that fireworks said R.I.P. Rest in peace? What does that, you see, that started the fire?
Well, your whole experience is definitely pointing to you and us and our transformation, also the baby, and that it's okay to move forward, because we have... it seems like the universe has been working against us, but actually it was other people in a way.
Because that night, the winds blew so hard, and the Holy Spirit is the winds. And also, I used to call you changes like the winds back in the day. And the winds blew really hard. I did. I used to say that was your nickname for your Native American was change, Nashika, changes like the winds. And you also taught me in the reading, because I'm looking back at this reading that you gave me in December, and it's pulling towards what had happened. And I told you the other day that we were going to go through one more, but it was going to be a great thing to happen to finally, because we were concerned, y'all, Michael's in New York and I'm in Charlotte, North Carolina. Where are we going to live? And all this kind of things were going on with us, you know, when we get married, and also making sure our families were okay with this.
Right, and it was very emotional, deep rooted emotions, like leaving her world, me leaving my world, what we do in between, and all the issues that go with everyday normal life, and everybody knows what that's like. So it was very emotional, and with the sensitivity and our abilities together and our connection together. I mean, there were times where we thought we were going crazy.
I didn't know whether you were me or I was you half the time.
It was like that. But now things are starting to focus and come together, and we're starting to see the less we say and do, the better it gets.
Michael, what does a spider represent?
A spider? Good fortune.
What right was that rhyme that? You always say with the spider?
It's Wiccan. It's the spider arrives, good fortune thrives.
Wow. And in the reading in December, you said that I was coming into good fortune and money. And I said, wow, how? And here we are talking with our relationship and our union together. We're going to be creating a lot of things out there. For the universe and people. There you have that.
My goal is to build another St. Jude.
Wow. So, blessings, Michael.
And I'm going to do it. If I can do it, I'm going to do it with my dying breath. So if you are a millionaire or a billionaire and you're bored, I'm your guy. Put some money into me and let's do this. I just wanted to throw that in anyway.
I think it's wonderful. And everybody keeps saying Janet Russell and everybody. And for years you said, when you called me yesterday, you said, here, you left a message on my answer machine. It says, I've got a complete book of what has transpired today. It would be a bestseller. Yep. And then Janet Russell's always saying, I'm going to write a love story book on you and I.
You are? You're gonna write the whole. You're gonna write my life story, my bio, our story. It's gonna be like a mini series.
you know those storybooks. You know back in the day, those storybooks.
Yeah. You know?
Okay. What if we called the book somewhere in between? Because you said that, you know, like you're in New York and I'm in Charlotte. We're trying to get somewhere in between there.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But the thing that I want you to explain is you have unfolded not only the reading such profoundness with everything you said, except for I still don't get this part. I'm getting a new car. You said I was going to get a new car. And you said it with questions.
No refunds.
But you did it with questions. You went, you're getting a new car. And then that was before you and I had committed to each other, and you said, I see a relationship in the making. And when the flowers are in bloom, mother says yes, and I also see a grandmother that has passed. And ironically, When Avery was born, the first place I went to was the old homestead of my great-great-grandma. My great-grandma, I mean, that gave me the dagger and the cameo and used it. I was like the Wiccan virgin goddess in their ceremonies till I was age 13. And they had the big pillar at 1300 Queens Road West with the big crystal ball on it, you know. And they were just very strong Wiccan in the good way. They did the old seances and everything, the table rise. And anyway, to make a long story short, if you look at the grandmother says yes and the mother says yes when the flowers are in bloom, well, those matches were right beside the flowers. And ironically, two pansies were bloomed yesterday and today. Out of maybe I have probably like 200 pansies planted in the yard, but only two were in bloom, and they were right beside the two matches. That the two matches hooked together where somebody tried to light it, and the matches didn't work.
Amazing. Isn't that something? Were the matches cross?
And the matches are like, you know, white on one side and no, where they had tried to strike it on the other side. I didn't pick them up because I don't know whether to, you know, they're just not finished with the ritual. And they looked like somebody pulled them off, and there was two hooked together, and where you go to light it are on top of each other.
Huh.
So yeah, I guess they were crossed.
Yeah. No,
what does that mean?
It was somebody that understood your language and backed out. That's what I'm feeling. I really do.
I'm blessed. I feel very honored and humbled to have had this happening to me.
And you know, I feel like it's a blessing, and
I left that spider in the house, not knowing whether it was poisonous or what. I just felt I wasn't scared of it. It was like a part of, you know, it has a little human looking face on it.
You guys gotta see this.
It's got little curly lips like Goldilocks.
Please go to her Facebook and click on this spider. Especially if you're a spiderologist.
We would love to go.
Yeah,
but if you need to get to my Facebook page, it's kind of incognito because I don't add too many people to that. But it's www.facebook.com/just-ask-the-reader. Just Ask the Reader. Or I don't know if people can find it through Kathy Hill Cook. That's Kathy with a C.
Kathy Cook should take you.
But I am going to put them in my profile page on Facebook. That's Bright Lights Pathfinders. Facebook at brightlightspathfinders.com, because that is a Facebook page that Facebook actually made me for public figure. So you can look there because it'll be up tonight or tomorrow. But active listening audience, I stress to you, Michael's stressing to you, go and look. Michael, why don't you put it on your page? You know, tag the picture and bring the picture onto your page. Yeah. So tell them how they can get to you on Facebook.
Google me.
Love it.
Just Google me. I'm not really big with the links. It's Facebook Michael Goger, or Google me, and get on there. Add yourself as a friend, please, because I'm. You know they punished me again because I was getting too many friends and they shut me down for 4 days. And I said, what is going on here? I had a wave of friends come in, and all of a sudden it was like, you got to promise not to add nobody for 4 days.
Well, you know what happened to me is I've lost 4 Facebook pages with the shenanigan crap.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm under just ask the reader. And that was just as a joke because I don't read except for just very personal clientele that get me through shaman, you know, the shaman journal, you know, that I have, that Michael Harner put out, the directory. And I have a very low profile with readings unless I'm with you or, you know, I don't get out there and do this reading as a look at me, I'm a reader kind of thing. You know what I'm saying?
That's me.
I put them towards you if you don't mind. I just say go ask Michael Gober. because you are the most amazing.
We're going to make a team, a ministry. We're going to launch a ministry and a healing and reading and metaphysical, and we haven't seen anything yet.
Oh, and the cards with your words of wisdom on the back of each card for the person's name. And there's so many. We don't want to give out all our secrets, so because we want it to be a surprise when we unveil it. But
right now, we want to tell them that as far as readings go, tomorrow night, me and Tassie and I are together on Blog Talk at my station, and we're going to do some readings there. So, and then Friday night with Tassie and Michael at Tassie's radio station.
And it's called Live. It's Friday night with Tassie and Michael. But you can get the link under blogtalkradio.com/bridging-wisdom. Michael's is Michael_Goger1. Blog Talk Radio. You can just Google search Michael Goger and it's going to come up everywhere. Because he's been doing this for, 17 years?
17 years in the Matrix.
Mm-hmm. You know? Now tell the people what the Matrix is when you mean the Matrix.
Well, the Matrix is basically the internet, but it becomes a reality in another realm, another dimension when you spend most of your life in there, either one way or another, either on a phone, cell phone, or a computer. You're in the Matrix and you're interacting with slowly. It's a world within a world.
So in other words, it's the communication waves.
The chat rooms, the radio stations, whatever goes along with the net, the communication.
Do you remember that reading you gave me and we were discussing how in order for a new person to connect, it's like a fine-tuned radio dial on an old-fashioned car. And I used Elvis Presley's pink Cadillac he gave his mom. Mm-hmm. And because you have to get that frequency just right to fine-tune it to get the messages and not try. Because you can pick up, like at the old-fashioned radio, all kinds of stuff out there. You got to be on that frequency and not question it and get your mind, like the ego into it, like Michael said. You have to just center yourself, always cleanse yourself, and always make sure your chakras are in line. Meditate before you start your day. Be totally in the moment with it and know that it is just is, and it's going to work. If I get my mind involved in it, Michael, I'll start saying, what does that mean? Well, how did that work? Is that right? Is that wrong? You know, that kind of thing. But if I just act through the Holy Spirit, because I ask him to do for me, act for me, be for me in every way, shape, or form, and speak for me, and bring people, places, and things into my life that are of his will for this work that I'm to do, and bring people, places, and things out of my life that are not of his will for this walk that I'm doing in this journey in life. Oh, I wanted to ask you. Last night I took Avery, my newborn grandchild, and I put my forehead, after all this happened, to her forehead while she was eating her bottle, drinking her bottle. And it was just, she just went, you know, babies don't coo at 2 weeks old. She was just, you know, like that. And when I pulled away from her, Michael, my third eye was pulsing like a heartbeat.
Wow, it's pulsating.
What does that mean?
Your energies together were really energizing the chakras, making them open, making them active, opening them wider, connecting to each other.
Wow.
Yeah.
And also her baby soft spot. You know, a baby always has a soft spot. And you told me to smell the heat, smell it, and look, feel the heat come off of her head. And I placed my hand at the other day I had tears coming in because it was the first day she came to my house. And I was rocking her, and I told Ashley, I said, I'm in my territory now. She said, well, mark it. And so I had tears streaming down my eyes. I took my tears, and I put them on her third eye with my finger, Then I took another tear, put it on her crown chakra, took another tear and put it on each side of her eye and the inside of her bridge of her nose, one on her lips, one on her throat. And then I said and prayed, put her heart to my heart later on my chest and let our hearts kind of beat together. And I said, listen with your heart, not your mind, Avery. Your mind is going to be all the people, places, and things from your birth that come into your life. And always, if you listen with your heart, these gifts that I'm transferring from me to you, from all the generations past, because she's profoundly amazing. Last night, Ashley put her on her back in the crib, and I had told Ashley I don't like her on her back. Well, we went back over there when I first got there. She said she was showing me everything and how, you know, how much she fed her and everything when I got back. She said, Mom, did you put her on her side? And I said, no, I haven't even been over here. You saw me. I just walked in. She says, I had her on her back. I said, well, I always want her on her side. And I said, see? I said, see how profound she is already?
Yeah, and that's the way it goes. And I can see it in her face, the glow and the abilities and the, for that run in the bloodline. She's going to be the queen, so to speak.
It's amazing.
I can feel it with her. Very, very gifted, special baby.
And the other thing I want to ask you about her, you know, when she hears your voice in the morning and she's screaming bloody murder, when she hears your voice, she shuts totally up. You tell them about that.
Well, I trained my voice for years for hypnosis and energy work and breathing. So you will feel this in my readings, and I do well with pets and babies.
Tell them about that lady that used to bring her twins into your group when you would read on Yahoo, just to calm her babies down.
True story. She had twins, and whenever she would track my shows and roll the babies to the computer because they would both go to sleep.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
And Avery, Avery, every single time shuts right up and starts going, oh, she knows. Michael has this voice, and he just talks very gently, and he goes, Avery, it's okay. Do that. Let him hear it. I want to hear your voice do that. It goes into the different that I have never heard.
You know, one thing I want to say to everybody is that everything that they heard tonight from Tassie describing her rituals and then her typical day and the experiences she had, that's walking the walk and talking the talk. That's where you got to go to be the real deal.
And not care what other people think, because it's none of my business. Just do it.
That's walking the walk. I mean, it's not, just don't read a book and throw it down, and right away you're a seer or a shaman. Tassie described to you what you would need to do with every occurrence in your life or one of your clients' life. Talk to the earth and talk to spirit, and that's how it's done, through symbols and living out the story. So I just wanted to throw that in real quick.
Yeah, we're out of time, but before we go, I want to say to the active listening audience that walking the walk and talking the talk. I appreciate that, Michael, for you stating that. But the thing is that it unfolded a reading from long ago in 2004 you had given me, as well as what was transpiring in a transformation for us to be together yesterday morning. And we did not understand it until we got together last night and I discussed it with you and then left the spider picture on for your prize this morning.
I was a surprise.
Well, you want to close the show, darling?
Well, I like to say dwell on peace, be peace, think peace. Please, please think peace and dwell on it. And thank you, BBS. You rocked. Doug, Don, you're the best.
Thank you for coming in, Don, and working with us and getting us the proper connection for this beautiful broadcast out there, because what we're all about, Michael and I, is bridging wisdom, one wisdom spoke at a time, which is the wheel of life, the medicine wheel, come full circle. Everything has to have a spoke in it. So we are bridging wisdom, one wisdom spoke at a time, through each, bringing life one octave higher each broadcast at a time. And with that, everybody, please tune in tomorrow night at Michael Goger's Blog Talk radio station from 7 to 9.
Insights.